We're just going to bring down a very interesting halakha that says as follows. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kavav says, "Em varachim aleha shavru shiva yamim aleha," which means that you're not supposed to make birkat alevana, you're not supposed to bless birkat alevana until you have 7 days which passed. Now the question is, what exactly does it mean 7 days? So the Kav HaChaim brings down, "Vimlel motze shabbat yishiva yamim lechidusha," if the night of the motze shabbat is going to be 7 days from they started, which last night was the 7th of Iyar, so today is the 7th of Iyar, mevarech aleha, you're allowed to make the beracha, af al pi shelo avru shivat yamim shlemim, even though it didn't pass 7 complete days. This is brought down in the Shirei Knesset Gedolah and the Hagaot of Bet Yosef. Then he says, right, v'al yad haba also brought down the Lel Shvi'i, even during the weekday, you could make the beracha as well, not only on Motzei Shabbat. Omnam finishes the Kav HaChaim, and he says, however though, the Rav Bet David brings down the Lashon of a Rav Gadol of Yosef Gikatalia. So he says the Hedya that even on Motzei Shabbat you're not allowed to make the Berakat Levanah until it passes 7 Yamim Shlemim, which means that from the Mulad you're going to take 7 complete days. So it's also brought down the Bikei Yosef and the Sharet Teshuvah. So that's basically coming out that it comes out of Machloket Poskim. If you're already waiting for 7 days, are you allowed to do it, for example, last night or not? So here in the Ish Matzliach actually brings down that he says that our minhag is to actually wait for the 7 complete days, right? And if not, then you would do it the next day. So he says, and look at the harot at the back of the book. So in the back of the book, he brings down, right, Rav Ovadia. The Rav Ovadia Nichavedat, he says like this. Rav Ovadia says, he was mekel. So Rav Ovadia Nichaveda was lenient to do Birkat Levanah Motzei Shabbat, even though it's lacking a few hours. So he says that even though in the Tshuvot Mariga Kitalia, it's Mefurash Behedia that you have to do it 7 complete days, just like the Maran Achida brought down, and it's also brought down in the Roshash and the Sidur, Rabbi Yaumani, and others as well. Nevertheless, since according to the Gemara and the Poskim, you could make the Beracha immediately after 3 days, and that was also the Minhag that Rabbi Shalom Esas bring down in Morocco, that our Minhag was, is that on Motzei Shabbat, after 3 days, we would make the bracha. Again, only on Motzei Shabbat after 3 days. If it wasn't Motzei Shabbat, we wouldn't do it after 3 days. But it's after 3 days on Motzei Shabbat, we would do it immediately on Motzei Shabbat. En lachmir kol kach. So you don't have to be machmir that well. That's what the Rav Ovadia says. So here, the Ish Matzliach argues on Rav Ovadia, and he says, no. He says, our minhag is that even if it's going to be lacking a few hours, you would do it afterwards. He says, why? He says, since the entire reason why Maran was machmir for 7 days was alpia kabbalah. So therefore he says, and alpia kabbalah, this chumrah needs 7 complete days as it brought down. And he brings down that even that's what the Rav Magid told Maran. So he says, so because of that, if you're already doing like the kabbalah, you have to do it completely. And therefore says the Ish Matzliach, you have to completely come and wait the full complete 7 days. This is the psak also of the Ben Ish Chai, Chesel Alafim, the Graz, Alor, of others as well. And then he brings down also that that's the psak of the Birkat Hashem. Now he himself brings down Rav Ovadia later on. Because remember, Yechavedat came way before. And then comes Chazon Ovadia on the Halachot of Birkat Levana and Hilchot Chanukah. So there, Rav Ovadia's Chazar al Dvarav, right again, he puts down his words and he says, the Kahala, they come together and they come on Motzei Shabbat to make Birkat Levana during the time when the moon is shining. Even though there's going to be chaser some hours to finish off the 7 days from the Mulad, even so, they have the minhag to make Birkat al-Maran, they have what to rely on. So here again, in the footnotes, he brings all this down. And he finishes basically by saying, right, the words, he says, ומקום מקום נראה שכיוון שמעיקר הדין והשאס והפוסקים מוכח שיכולים לברך מיד לאחר 30, right, 3 ימים, אין להחמיר כל כך בזה, וכן פסק הרב הגאון מהר"ל על קלי. And he continues going, bringing down other people as well, that basically what happens is that we could be lenient. So therefore it comes out that it's 100% true, right? If a person, anyway for us, for the Moroccans, anyway it's like a double thing. That was anyway, according to our minhag, we're allowed to do it even after 3. But even if you would say, according to Maran, right, there could be some shito that already last night was perfect. So for us, for sure, there's no problem whatsoever. The question is, who do you want to go by? But for sure, you have Rav Ovadia Yosef, that you have what to rely on. That technically speaking, last night, even according to the Edot HaMizrach, that they're always makpidim to do it after 7 days, you do have what to rely on to say Birkat HaLevana last night, and you wouldn't have to wait until tonight. And the reason why tonight is because the Molad was only Sunday afternoon at around 4:30, which means that according to them, seven Yamim Shlemim would mean that it would have to be tonight, basically, after 4:30, which means tonight after, obviously, nightfall, because we have to do it during the nighttime, Birkat Elvana. So that would be the earliest time, right? I mean, you wouldn't even be able to do it in the middle of the night last night, according to that Shita, that you would have to wait mamash seven Yamim Shlemim. You would have to completely wait until completely the next day. So therefore, again, just to make a summary, according to our minhag, the Moroccan minhag, anyway, this doesn't even start, because our minhag is that after three, you're allowed to do Birkat Levana. But even according to minhag of the Edot HaMizrach, they're makpidim on 7 days, there's a machloket, right, between the poskim, right, you've got on one hand, the Kav HaChaim, which is mashma, and you've got the Ben Ish Chai, right, Rabbi Yehomani, the Rashash, and others as well, that they say that you need seven yamim shlemim, that you need seven complete full days in order to do Birkat Levana, which would basically disqualify last night. You would have to do it only tonight. And according to Rav Ovadia Yosef, he wants to say no. He brings down other poskim, that since the entire thing anyway is mitzad the poskim and mitzad halacha, you would be yotzei lechova for sure after three. So you could be lenient even though it's lacking a few hours, and we could do Birkat Levana last night according to Rav Ovadia Yosef.